pussy, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour, your defending fathers, Chuck Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Hump Day Wednesday, May 13th, 2026 edition. House Republicans unexpectedly shifted gears yesterday and passed a very controversial energy package aimed at rolling back the Democrats' state clean energy mandates. Lawmakers had been expected to continue discussions from an earlier oversight committee hearing on technology and digital oversight. But instead, the Republican-led chamber took up Project Lighthouse. This is a two-bill package that would undo major portions of the clean energy package the Democrats approved back in 2023. The chamber passed House Bill 5710, sponsored by Republican State Representative Pauline Wenzel. The bill passed 58, all the Republicans, to 47. All Democrats. Representative Democrat from Westland, Peter Herzberg, joined the Republicans and voted yes. Well, the next bill, House Bill 5711, sponsored by State Representative Pat Altman, passed 57 to 48, with the Democrat Herzberg voting no. Together, the two bills would completely repeal Michigan's current clean energy standards, including requirements that utility companies generate 80% of our electricity grid requirements with clean energy, renewable energy by 2035, and 100% by the year 2040. The legislation would also eliminate renewable energy targets, loosen energy saving requirements, put on the utilities as far as what they need to meet each year. Supporters said the changes are needed to prevent higher electric bills and improve reliability. State Representative Dave Preston, up in the UP, running for the 38th State Senate, is also the vice chair of the House Energy Committee. Preston argued that Michigan's current energy transition has forced residents to already start to pay for multiple power systems at once. Why should Michigan citizens have to pay for 2 points of generation at the same time? Preston, of course, referring to the utilities maintaining natural gas plants while also investing heavily in wind and solar projects. Where do they get that money from these solar panel projects and wind turbines? Where do they get it from? The people they sell electricity to. We, the consumers. We are already funding solar projects and wind turbines. This is insanity, people. We'll continue on this story after the break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Continuing on with the House Republicans passing two bills in the House. Now, while they pass the House, they're going to be sent to the state Senate where they're going to die. But there's a political reason why the House Republicans are doing this. They want the Democrats on the record that they are for higher electric bills here in the state of Michigan heading into the November election. It's that simple. This is completely for show, but they are going to get the vote in the Senate or the blockage of the bills in the Senate to be able to run radio and TV ads against the Democrats in November. Doesn't have a snowball chance in heck of passing in the Senate, the state Senate controlled by the Democrats, 20-18. And even if it was to pass in the Senate, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is not going to sign it. But what Preston said makes a lot of sense. Why should Michigan citizens, residents, have to pay not only their current electric bill, but pay for the investment by the power companies, DTE Consumers Energy, which has a 90% monopoly on our electric grid? Why should we have to reimburse them for their investment into wind and solar projects? Preston said lawmakers should have focused more on nuclear or hydrogen energy, upgrading the aging power lines and infrastructure instead of investing in wind and solar. Democrats countered the two-bill package, claiming that it would create uncertainty for utilities and move Michigan backward on energy policies. Listen to this load of crap by the Communist Minority Leader Rajiv Puri, Communist Democrat from Canton. Quote, Republicans are ignoring the economic and cost-saving potential of clean energy. End quote. Are you kidding me? Cost-saving potential of clean energy. Folks, cut and dry, if you get your electricity totally from solar panels and wind turbines, it's going to be double the cost. Our electric bills will double. Some engineers I've spoken to said it could be as high as 300%. If you're paying $200 a month right now, you're looking at $400 to $600 a month for electricity. Puri, the communist, went on to say, quote, I'm not sure why you would dismiss the prospects. Previous sentence, he said, cost-saving potential. I'm not sure why you would dismiss the prospects of clean energy and what that could mean for making cheap, sustainable energy right here in Michigan. Oh my God. What the heck has this guy been smoking? Well, the other communist Democrat, Lori Podhuski from Livonia, said constantly changing clean energy policy could discourage long-term investment. Yeah? Yes, that's exactly what we have to do. Discourage wasting our money that we're being charged by consumers and DTE investing in this crap, absolutely fake green energy agenda. Another one, State Representative Joey Andrews, a Democrat from St. Joseph, argued that Republicans were unfairly targeting renewable energy, even though the Michigan 2023 law also supported nuclear power, natural gas, and carbon capture technology. Democrats repeatedly argued that utilities need stable, long-term rules to plan for future power generation projects and avoid passing unnecessary costs onto the ratepayers. Do you know who's causing us to pay the unnecessary costs of these technologies? The Democrats. There is no way that their energy package of generating 80% of our electric grid in 9 years, 2035, 80% of the electric grid by clean, renewable energy, and 100% of it by 2040, it's never going to happen. It's never, ever going to happen. So as a result, the second bill, House Bill 5711, would repeal the requirement for electric providers to have a clean energy portfolio of 80% by 2035, 100% by 2040. It would also remove renewable energy standards of 50% by 2030. The bill would repeal energy waste reduction requirements that currently require year-over-year energy savings of 1.5% for electric utilities and 0.875% for natural gas utilities. The other bill, House Bill 5710, would change how the Michigan Public Service Commission evaluates integrated resource plans, requiring the commission to determine whether a plan prioritizes reliability and affordability while minimizing cost increase to ratepayers. It would allow other policy factors to be considered only if they do not materially compromise reliability and increase the cost to the ratepayers. Representative Preston said the package puts Michigan back on a path where the, quote, best technology available would prevail, end quote, rather than what he called artificial constructs that have increased the likelihood of max generation events and even possible blackouts. Stability in our electric grid is something we just simply don't have right now, said Preston. Preston said that his Upper Peninsula ratepayers have felt the state's energy transition more acutely because they are paying for natural gas generation while also paying for solar panels projects and wind turbines installations. Why should we have to pay for both? This is absolutely amazing, and I absolutely agree with them. Absolutely agree with them 100%. Well, the Democrats' take on this, folks, again, according to the communist Puri, says that the existing law was one of the state's future economic development drivers, saying it was expected to drive billions of dollars of investment, streamline permitting, and creating good-paying jobs across Michigan. Here is that phrase. Here it is. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has got her good little soldiers mentally trained to make sure they say that every single talking point. Good-paying jobs across Michigan. Even though they can't point to any that they've created. Though a very large issue, Democrats mention that the utilities need consistency, and that requires planning years or even decades ahead. How exactly are the utilities supposed to plan for the Michigan Public Service Commission hearings when we're going to keep seesawing back and forth on what we're requiring and what we want them to do. If you're actually trying to save ratepayers' money, you should be investing in consistency and long-term planning, said Andrews. The other communist, Podhuski, said the concern was not only the package itself, but what it signaled going forward. I think that it's also sort of a canary in the coal mine situation, arguing that instability could make it harder to know what energy policy changes may come next. Well, Preston said the package was the first step in the Republicans undoing the 2023 energy policy, which he said could not and would not support Michigan's future economy. You're never going to run this state and have a vibrant economy based on wind and solar. You can't have energy poverty and a thriving economy at the same time. They are not synonymous. Energy poverty creates a depressed economy. And that's exactly what's going to happen. The bottom line is this, folks. I'm looking outside at the studio here in Antrim County. Complete, thick, dense cloud cover. It was raining steadily throughout the night, raining again this morning. Where's the sun? Where's the sun? How much UV rays would be going into solar panels right now? Where are you guys? Would it generate any UV rays to those solar panels where you're at? I'm looking at the tree branches. I'm looking at the leaves. There's no wind. I doubt those large blades on the wind turbines could even be turning right now. But yet the Democrats want us to run 80% of our electric grid by 2035 and 100% of it by 2040. This is absolute insanity. So, passed with the Republicans and one Democrat vote on one bill, all Republicans on the other. It's not going to go anywhere in the state Senate. And the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, would not sign this. She would veto this so quick and make your head spin. They're doing this because they want to use this in November campaign ads. High cost electricity, show solar panel projects, wind turbines not even turning. Vote Republican on November 3rd. Democrats don't understand the science. They don't understand the economics. They don't understand our needs. Vote Republican. Paid for by the Michigan Republican Party. That's what the ads are going to be. Omni Hour News Break, hour number two. We'll be right back.